a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 26, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And as always, a wild and dystopic ride it is. To be sure, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. One of the little side notes, you know, we played that talk, Samuel Blumenfeld, we played an excerpt of it, The Socialist Revolution via Education, and there is that little segment there where he talks about a certain individual and his efforts. One John B. Watson, a name most folks have never heard of, and I dare say it's just interesting, you know, you look at folks like this and see how they have just really studied evil things, you know, how to manipulate their fellow man and do awful, terrible things. And it's very unfortunate. So as an example of what I'm talking about, you have, I mean, just from Wikipedia, and I'm somewhat apprehensive to do this based on what William in Montana was talking about yesterday. I completely agree. But, you know, you have that segment. Maybe we should just play that clip, you know. I think we played that in what we played. And if it wasn't, you know, if this wasn't shocking enough, there are plenty of other sound bites that you find from guys like John B. Watson. So while we're queuing this up, I'll just give you a flavor of what I'm talking about. So, John B. Watson picked up where Ivan Pavlov left off. And Pavlov, you know, behavioral conditioning, you have, you know, other guys, Norbert Wiener, B.F. Skinner, obviously. These people who are interested in manipulating their fellow man. How can we, you know, and so you get to a guy like John B. Watson, the Little Albert experiment. So Pavlov, here is from the Wikipedia entry for Ivan Pavlov. Pavlov's principles of classical conditioning, which again is a desensitized version of what we're talking about, but continuing, Pavlov's principles of classical conditioning have been found to operate across a variety of behavior therapies, right? This is what we're doing. We're messing with people's minds now. We call it therapy. And in experimental and clinical settings, such as educational classrooms and even reducing phobias with systematic desensitization. And so when you put systematic desensitization together with experiments like the Little Albert experiment or Martin Seligman's, you know, learned helplessness theory experiments, at University of Pennsylvania. It's difficult for one, I think, not to come away with the perspective that these people are trying to so alter and rewire the brain as to introduce trauma, like the Little Albert experiment. The aim of Watson and Rayner was to condition a phobia in an emotionally stable child. So we're going to remove your inhibitions through systematic desensitization to certain things which we want you to have, and, you know, have no inhibition toward, or have, you know, be completely comfortable with, no inhibition. And we want to induce a phobia in people in other ways. So you have this unbroken chain of folks, and where do the resources come from for this kind of study? You know, you have folks like, again, Pavlov, Watson, Norbert Wiener, B.F. Skinner, Trotter and Laban, as Bernays points out, you know, all the way forward to guys like Dr. Martin Seligman, who is a darling of the military-industrial complex. He was the guy who was brought in to, you know, through Mitchell Jessen and associates in Spokane, Washington at the time, to ostensibly train the special forces in torture resistance tactics. But actually what they were doing was teaching them how to torture people. And that's where you get that picture. I think it was Abu Ghraib, the outstretched arms, the hooded figure with the outstretched arms and the electrodes on the extended fingers. That's Dr. Martin Seligman, learned helplessness theory. We happened upon learned helplessness theory by randomly and repeatedly shocking dogs. Wikipedia used to contain that information, but, you know, in Oracle illusion or Oracle effect fashion, you know, again, that was part of what I mentioned yesterday. Jaron Lanier, in light of what William and Montana was sharing, the way Jaron Lanier puts it in You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, Wikipedia, for instance, works on what I call the Oracle illusion. The Oracle illusion, in which knowledge of the human authorship of a text is suppressed in order to give the text superhuman validity. Traditional holy books work in precisely the same way and present many of the same problems. This is another of the reasons I sometimes think of cybernetic totalist culture as a new religion. You see how, yeah, this guy's paying attention. The designation is much more than an approximate metaphor, since it includes a new kind of quest for an afterlife. It's so weird to me that Ray Kurzweil wants the global computing cloud to scoop up the contents of our brains so we can live forever in virtual reality. When my friends and I built the first virtual reality machines, the whole point was to make this world more creative, expressive, empathic, and interesting. It was not to escape it. But see, you got to read 2 Peter chapter 3 and then you'll understand. I think that makes all things clear. In this context anyway. So continuing, a parade of supposedly distinct big ideas, quote unquote, that amount to worship of the illusion, the illusions of bits, has enthralled Silicon Valley, Wall Street, and other centers of power. It might be Wikipedia or simulated people on the other end of the phone line. And we played that clip recently, right? How Lee says that, you know, you might be busy and not be able to make a meeting, so we'll just have your chatbot, you know, have your chatbot call my chatbot. So it might be Wikipedia or simulated people on the other end of the phone line, but really, we're just hearing Turing's mistake repeated over and over. So says Jaron Lanier. So you have this whole subculture of folks, you know, and for that matter, we might as well roll in, you know, the Ivy Lees, the Edward Bernays, you know, Walter Lippmann obviously gets thrown in. Jean Piaget, who I talked about recently. You know, Nietzsche, Jung, William Sargent is a name that Aaron and Melissa Dykes mentioned. These folks who are just obsessed with manipulating their fellow man en masse. And so with that in mind, I want to give you just a little excerpt of Sam Blumenfeld's talk that we played this last week, but here's the excerpt concerning John B. Watson and the quote. Go ahead, please.
The children. The progressives were also behavioral psychologists who consider children to be little animals who can be trained like animals. See, it's true, animals can be trained, but they can't be educated. True, human beings can also be trained, but human beings can be educated, you see. The most outspoken of the behaviorists was John B. Watson, who wrote in 1924 in his book Behaviorism, quote, "Human beings do not want to class themselves with other animals. They are willing to admit that they are animals, but something else in addition. It is this something else that causes the trouble. In this something else is bound up everything that is classed as religion, the life hereafter, morals, love of children, parents, country, and the like. The raw fact that you, as a psychologist, if you are to remain scientific, must describe the behavior of man in no other terms than those you would use describing the behavior of the ox you slaughter. And this drove and still drives many timid souls away from behaviorism." In other words, behavioral psychology was not a career for the timid. And that is why today's behavioral psychologists will stick it to the parents. He further wrote, quote, "The interest of the behaviorist in man's doings is more than the interest of the spectator. He wants to control man's reactions as physical scientists want to control and manipulate other natural phenomena. It is the business of behavioristic psychology to be able to predict and control human activity." I suppose if John Watson was alive today, he would go nuts at a Tea Party convention. He says, "We can't control these people. There's something wrong. It just doesn't work." But even as Dewey had cautioned that change must come slowly, it didn't take long before an increasing number of discerning parents began to realize what was happening. Their children were being taught to read by the new whole word method, better known as the Dick and Jane method, that taught children to read English as if it were Chinese, an ideographic writing system. By 1955, the reading situation had become so bad that Dr. Rudolf Flesch was compelled to write his great eye-opener, Why Johnny Can't Read. You realize that was written 1955, he told us why. He said, quote, "The teaching of reading all over the United States, in all the schools, in all the textbooks, is totally wrong and flies in the face of all logic and common sense. Today, the phonetic system of teaching reading is kept out of our schools as effectively as if we had a dictatorship with an all-powerful ministry of education," unquote. He then explained that when you impose an ideographic teaching method on an alphabetic reading system, you get dyslexia and reading disability. And that's what the schools specialize in doing. They create dyslexia and reading disabilities. Now, many of you were taught to read by that method. Do you remember those great literary gems as Dick, Look, Jane, Look, Look, See Dick, See, See, O.C., See Dick, O.C. Dick, O.O.O., Funny, Funny Dick? Most of you thought that was nuts, right? You said, this is crazy. You wondered, what the heck is going on in this school? You know, nobody talks this way, you know. The kids were smarter than the teachers, but they couldn't say anything because what did mother say? Obey your teacher, you see. And so the kids just repeated all of this.
Support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Thought it worth playing a little bit more of that sort of extended clip. This is how reading disabilities are engineered, really, is kind of what you could say. And there, you know, we could do a whole series of broadcasts on this. The cybernetic totalist social engineers and the messing with the mind. You know, it's just interesting the way that the worst ideas, or the best, I guess, if you're an old school bad guy, the best ways to manipulate and essentially destroy people's minds have been consolidated and curated. And that has become the American educational system. How wonderful, by and large. At least for the plebe cast, And this is not about class warfare. It's about understanding how certain people are trying to manipulate and ultimately destroy others. So you have guys like John B. Watson, for example, who are instrumental in this, and a name that most people have never heard of. Here's another interesting quote, speaking of quotes by Watson, in his book Behaviorism, which I believe is the book that Sam Blumenfeld was quoting, at least I think it was the first quote. So there's the infamous 12 infants quote from John B. Watson. Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed, in my own specified world to bring them up in, and I'll guarantee to take any one at random and train him to become any type of specialist I might select. Doctor, lawyer, artist, merchant chief, and yes, even beggar man and thief, regardless of his talents, penchants, tendencies, abilities, vocations, and race of his ancestors. I'm going beyond my facts, and I admit it, but so have the advocates of the contrary, and they have been doing it for many thousands of years. And so, you know, again, we've had this conversation recently about how the Bible says, train a child up in the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. And again, I feel like bad guys basically take those concepts, those precepts, and try to reverse them and so as to essentially use them against their fellow man. And to me, this is tragic and unfortunate. I mentioned yesterday, you know, for example, Proverbs 5 and 6, or 24 verses 5 and 6, a wise man is strong and a man of knowledge increases power, for by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. And that is the modern think tank world, as far as I'm concerned. You have RAND Corporation Research and Development, which was originally the Army's think tank, and now it serves the world. You read their monographs, and they, you know, whoever shows up with a few bucks and has some evil idea, wants to wage war, RAND Corporation is for hire. And there are many other think tanks, thousands around the world. And this, to me, seems a new development on the landscape of history. We have these kinds of ideas, and you know, same kind of thing. Fast forward in Proverbs 24. I mentioned this yesterday, verses 21 and 22. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those who are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin that comes from both of them. And so if you can engineer a culture or society that is given to change, then what? Their calamity will rise suddenly, it seems. You know, the next panic, the next subprime contagion, the next dot bomb, the next whatever the panic is, you can engineer it. So it's unfortunate, and we as Americans, I thought, had a proclivity for standing apart from those kinds of things. One of the things that I understood growing up reading about the constitutional founding of the founding of the Constitutional Republic, that was something that we were, you know, as Andrew Jackson put it, we would be eternally vigilant. Where are we today? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Back. It's interesting, you know, when you start to investigate these people, and, you know, again, I mean, I've mentioned when it comes to this kind of nonsense, you read Freud. I don't understand how anyone can go through training in the field of psychology and not come away thinking that there's something wrong with this field in general. Freud was clearly a disturbed individual, at least in my humble estimation. Reading him, it's difficult to read anything he wrote because it just sounds so dark and disturbed. There's nothing clear about it. It's as clear as mud. And it's very, I've read some of it and I am reticent to read any of it really on air because of how deeply disturbing I find it. And so you take that and then you start to think about how we've come to a point in this society where it is just passed off as normal for someone to go talk to a person they've never met, a complete stranger, because this person has a piece of paper on their wall, and you find as you investigate, not, you know, the deeply disturbed nature of folks like Freud and Nietzsche and Wundt and Young and all of these guys, setting that aside, you find that most, in my estimation, it is sort of an axiom of the psychology field that the most broken people are typically the folks who end up in that field because they wanted to fix themselves, and then they thought it would be a good idea to try to, you know, help do that with their fellow man. And there are a number of, you know, difficulties and complexities with that, shall we say. And I, you know, in many, if not most, or even all cases, maybe it's a noble pursuit, but it's one of those in theory and practice kinds of things, I think. So, you know, setting all of that aside, I just think it's interesting, very, very, you know, when you stand back and you see that we live in a society that has been cybernetically engineered, shall we say, to think that A, it's normal for people to talk to a perfect stranger about things that you wouldn't confess to your most intimate friend or companion. That's perfectly normal. What could possibly go wrong with that? And B, you know, in similar fashion, thinking that people are like used cars. Everything in our culture is starting to treat people, it's very dehumanizing. As you look around, you know, and that gets, again, back to the Pavlovian, you know, Norbert Wiener, John B. Watson, this kind of cybernetic program and the systematic desensitization of people. Dehumanization. And, you know, whenever I think of that, I think of Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Again, bad guys tell us what the problem is best because they engineer it. So Paulo Freire's work, Pedagogy of the Oppressed, I think is one of the best on the subject of laying out the oppressor-oppressed paradigm. And this perpetual irreconcilable conflict that's been engineered by our friends from the Frankfurt School, for example, taking, you know, Marx and Hegel and mixing that together to create a dialectical, a primordial stew of dialectical conflict, perpetual dialectical conflict. Doesn't have to make sense. Anyway, it's just strange to me. And, you know, treating people like used cars, well, we just got to lift the hood a little bit and look underneath and we just pull this out and put that in. You know, we just need a little fuel additive. We got to stick a little fuel additive in there and maybe, you know, rotate the tires every so many thousand miles. And that's what we are. I've talked about how the dating websites and apps, for example, are like that. You just think on the face of it. And not to mention the fact that the algorithms that run those operate in very technocratic fashion. The algorithms are based on a the concept of, I would say, in a word, satisficing. You know, from the Wikipedia entry, satisficing is a decision-making strategy of or cognitive heuristic that entails searching through the available alternatives until an acceptability threshold is met. That sounds like love, doesn't it? That's what the algorithms that run the dating sites and apps are built on. The term satisficing, a portmanteau of satisfy and suffice, was introduced by Herbert A. Simon in 1956, although the concept was first posted in his 1947 book, Administrative Behavior. So, you know, this is where we get things like the P-51 Mustang, I believe, and, you know, most of the planes throughout that era the satisficing mindset. But you can infer, I think most people have done their own homework on this along these lines, just from the title. Administrative Behavior, a Study of Decision-Making Processes in Administrative Organization. Gosh, that sounds like, you know, and you start looking into Herbert A. Simon was and who he hung out with, you know, a social scientist, political science, economics, you know, administrative behavior. The behavioral component of the administrative fourth branch, you know, satisficing. So basically the idea is not, you know, to find love, it's to find that threshold of, you know, acceptability. And that's what the algorithms that underlie these sites use. And I've talked about that. It's been in the news. It shows up in the news from time to time. You know, Nobel Prize winning algorithm authors. It's this technocratic cybernetic engineering that runs those. And so it's, you know, a very dehumanizing system. And so setting that aside, you can see from those things that just from the outset of it, you know, anything that would say, here, fill out a profile. It's like buying a used car. I want a convertible with low miles and this and that. And so what happens when suddenly your convertible has high miles? Do you trade it in? It's that sort of mindset that conditions people to. So very dehumanizing, very unfortunate. Anyway, that's off topic. But let's go to the phones. Jim in Brooklyn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Yeah, a couple of things. Yeah, I feel sorry that you had to go through all those dark psychiatric books because I know you have to do it because this is, you know, you're involved in these kind of concepts. And, of course, the reason why they're dark is because the concept of God was missing from them. And that's why you interjected the Proverbs and other scripture, because you can't continue talking along those lines without having dark feelings, even though you know they're wrong. Now, also, you mentioned that raise up a child in the way that it should go. The actual Hebrew translation of raising up is actually inculcate or teach. And there's actually a yeshiva, a boys' yeshiva in Brooklyn that's named Chinuch Lenoir, which means an exact quote, raising up a child. Now, as far as the psychiatric profession is concerned, there are a few psychiatrists who have a deep basis in religion, and the psychiatry is actually an addendum to what they are doing. They are professional MD psychiatrists, but they're led by a belief in God. I can mention one I heard of. He's published several books. His name is Rabbi Abraham Tversky. He's a MD psychiatrist, and he's also a rabbi. And I'm sure you can find in other religions also such people. Well, I guess that's basically, except for one thing, with regard to all of these dark things that are going on today. I may have mentioned this on your show, I'm not sure. I saw a Hebrew writing by a Hasidic Rebbe about 200 years ago, and he said that in the advent before the Messianic age, well, it'll be a time, of course, when every dog has his day. Every kind of bizarre satanic concept is going to come to the forefront and infect education and government. This is predicted, and it's happening now. Every dog is getting his day before the final judgment. But the rabbi said something in regard to that. He said, before the Messianic age, he compared it to everybody will be, righteous people will be like hanging onto a rope, and there'll be two angels holding onto each end of the rope like a clothesline, and people will be hanging onto it. And the two angels are going to start shaking and vibrating the rope, and many people will fall off. And he said, this rope is called the rope of faith. And he said, that's what's going to happen, and we're seeing that now. I just wanted to point out, I forgot the rabbi's name, but the Hasidic rabbi about 200 years ago.
Yeah, I know you've mentioned that in the past.
Yeah, I did mention it. Yeah, I know I mentioned it. It was on your show. So, well, I just wanted to bring those things up, and I enjoy the show. But again, even though you consider these things dark also, I myself cannot listen for too long because I can't. And by the way, one other thing. These psychiatrists also, they fall back on prescription psychiatric drugs. So so much for that. They just prescribe it when they can't get it out of the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have all these psychiatric drugs that some people are going haywire on them.
Well, you know, that's an interesting, again, sort of little tangential line of thought, definitely related. If you look into, you know, things like mania, hypomania, and things like that. It's interesting that, let me see if I can find that real fast, in fact, because I think that's germane to the discussion. Causes. Under causes, where is that? Under causes of mania, drugs, you know, prescription medication are listed. And so it's, we're going to induce mania or maybe a lesser state of mania, like hypomania. And then we're going to regulate it with more drugs. So anyway,
how's Idaho doing with those storms? Are they hitting you already?
What's that?
The storms. I heard they came into Idaho already. How's it going over there?
Fine. I mean, there have been some, you know, whiteouts in the area, so. But that's...
Okay, have a good day. I appreciate your show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. I don't know where I was reading that. I'll have to find that maybe in a break or something, but, yeah, okay. Here's one example on the Wikipedia entry for the, I'm going to just start calling it the Oracle. We'll consult the Oracle. You know, we'll give it a disdainful sort of irreverent distinction a la Jaron Lanier. So the Oracle, we'll consult the Oracle illusion. I like that. Not the Oracle fact, but the Oracle illusion. It's apropos. So under causes, the hypomania, entry on the Oracle. Just call Wikipedia the Oracle from now on. Under causes, in cases of drug-induced hypomanic episodes, and that's not, you know, that's, in other words, you know, people say, well, just drug-induced. No, that's prescription drug-induced is what we're talking about specifically there. It's sort of dishonest in its ambiguity. But prescription medication is what's referred to there specifically. So that's one example. So moving on. Actually, I think we'll wait and we'll go back to the phones after the break here in a second. Not to ambush with the break. But, you know, this is a common and recurrent theme that you find. So drug-induced mental and psychological personality disorders that we can manage, we can regulate, manage them with more drugs. And that's how that whole culture works. Who said it? It was, what's her name with the great quote? She has the best quote, you know. Basically, once the hooks are in, we're going to manage you right to death. Manage your health. Manage healthcare. The Centers for Disease Control. And whatever that other thing is. Prevention. Yeah, that. That's how this system works. How many people have you ever heard of who, you know, guy walks into a hospital, walks out perfectly healthy, never needing managed health care ever again? It's a joke because it doesn't happen. So, anyway, I digress. Cynical, yeah. Who is it that I'm thinking of? Not Barb Fisher. I'll figure that out and have that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is who I was thinking of. I can't remember the exact quote, but anyway, along the lines of what Jim was saying, I think of Psalms 52 through 55, the foreshadowing of the Antichrist, sort of generally known. Anyway, back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning, John.
Now, when I think about modern psychiatry or psychology, either one, Chris, I can't help but think about Cold Springs Harbor mm-hmm. and Doctors Donovan and Llewellyn, who were looking for the fitter family, the perfect genome, the perfect man, and improving mankind. The only problem is those two were both of the type that they were trying to rid the world of. Their children right. were epileptics. They were dysfunctional. They were dissocial, if that's even a word. But yet they were trying. So at that time at Cold Springs Harbor, the world was flipped on its ear because those that they were trying to fix may have actually been genetically and physically their superior. But they somehow manipulated these people into thinking that they needed help. So having said that about Cold Springs, when you look at psychology or psychiatry, either one, and you look back at their history of the dysfunctional, screwed up families that they came from, sitting on a rock, believing that he's a rock, you know, was it young? Is that what was in Gary Kao's book? And you look at how messed up they were, but yet somehow they have caused people that may have had a problem with, and people may or may not like the sin in their life, but rather mm-hmm. than the doctor saying, I can't sleep, doc, you got to help me, I can't sleep. Well, because the doctor doesn't believe in God, the doctor doesn't believe in absolutes, there is no right, there is no wrong, everything is okay to do, whatever makes you happy. Never mm-hmm. ask the simple question, do you think you have a guilty conscience? Are you doing something that you're hiding from your wife or your boss or, you know, your friend? Have you taken something that didn't belong to you? And because we have consciences, that's a pretty easy fix. You apologize if you've done it. You repay.
Ask for forgiveness. Yep.
Ask for forgiveness and sleep easy. But rather than that, because they don't believe, they are so morally, and I know I'm being judgmental, and I hear the music.
Yeah, if you want to hang on, we'll continue the discussion in the second hour.
Please.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.